Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mrs. Hackett?
Yes.
Mrs. McConnell?
Yes.
Mr. Cruz?
No.
Mr. Osmond?
Yes.
And Ms. Westover?
No.
With a vote of 4-2, the Sitka Assembly granted Hames Wellness Center a new lease on life, or at least the possibility of one. The Assembly ordered City Administrator Jim Dinley to sit down at the table with Pacific Tower Properties and work out a one-year lease. The current agreement is set to expire on Saturday. For Assemblymember Larry Cruz, the big question before the vote was a simple one.
I would like to know where the money actually is going to come from to discuss that part of it. And I think the public has a right to know that outside of an executive session.
And from Assemblymember Reber Stein, a possible answer.
The Assembly's already committed $150,000 to promoting the SJ campus, contingent on the participation of the Sheldon Jackson College trustees, which has never materialized.
Stein says it costs about $200,000 a year to run Hames, which is located on the campus of Sheldon Jackson College. So why not put that money for promoting SJ to a different use, he says. The money, after all, was originally intended for economic development.
To me, in my mind, there is an economic development correlation with keeping Hames open for another year as we develop the relationship we have with Dubuque University. I think it would be premature for us to close this facility and at the same time be courting Dubuque or any other possible new tenant for the SJ campus here in the next year.
In the end, Stein, along with Mim McConnell, Jack Osmond, and Phyllis Hackett, voted in favor of negotiating a new lease. Cruz and Westover voted no. Westover joined the meeting by phone from Arizona. She said, much like Cruz, she's worried that if money goes into Hames, it might not be available for other needs.
And I just want the community to know that when they're bumping along on the roads or maybe we won't have enough money to sand or plow this winter, that this might be why.
This was the second time the Assembly voted on negotiating a new lease for Hames. The measure failed at the Assembly's last meeting, but Jack Osmond brought it up for reconsideration. Since then, the composition of the Assembly has changed. Nancy Kavanaugh, who voted no on October 13th, has been replaced by Mim McConnell, who voted yes last night. Mayor Scott McAdams is now director of community schools in his day job, and that program runs its operations out of Hames. He recused himself and left the room as Assembly members listened to testimony from 19 people.
For me, Hames is a lifesaver.
William Davis was among those speaking in favor of a new lease.
I'm 80 years and 6 months old. I have bad circulation. I got stents in my heart and in my neck. I got nails in one knee. I got screws in the other one. I've got a swollen leg because the lymph won't drain, and I've got arthritis in most of my joints, and I've got bad eyes and poor hearing. But I try to get to the Hames to work out on the machines 3 or 4 times a week because I am sure that it contributes to my overall survival.
Verna Peterson, on the other hand, urged the city not to negotiate a new lease.
I do understand that there are people in this community who need the facility, such as the Coast Guard. The size of the facility and all it offers is nice. The weight room, gym, climbing wall, racquetball court, and space for aerobics, Pilates, and other activities besides just the pool. I just feel it is not up to the city to keep up with this lease. When the ad hoc committee was formed, I was under the impression they were going to figure out a way to lease it themselves or find a private entity to do so, such as SJ Daycare. Yes, some help from the city is okay, but for the lease to continue as is not.
Details of what the city is willing to spend to keep the athletic center open one more year were hashed out in executive session, which means we don't know them yet. But whatever the Assembly gave Jim Dinley to bring to the table, he's got to bring it pretty quickly. The Assembly plans to meet again on Friday to vote on a new lease. In Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.